This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties. Now, here's Denise Bauer.
Welcome to our program today. We have Ricky Chenault, and she is our development manager. Welcome, Ricky.
Thank you so much.
And we have Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator. Welcome, Rick.
It's good to be here, and I'm going to be interested in hearing what Ricky has to say. She's really developing our development.
Yes, she
end
is.
Of it, you know, really focusing on it. And I've learned quite a few things from Ricky myself as far as the different aspects of the development organization,
right,
you know,
right.
what the money's used for and all that. So I'm going to lay back and just enjoy this show.
I know. It's going to be good. And Ricky has lived in this area for a long time and has worked in this area a long time, but is fairly new to Fairhope. So let's just talk a little bit about the things you do on a day-to-day basis and your role here.
Well, great. Well, we just did our employee education
day.
And that was a perfect opportunity for me to talk to some of our employees because, as you mentioned, my title is development manager, and that can be kind of ambiguous to people. They don't really know what that means.
Yes.
So the first thing I always ask him is, well, if I had the title philanthropy manager, would that make any difference? And sometimes they give you a very blank stare.
Like you're planting
right.
trees or
yes,
something.
Yes. I'm not collecting stamps. But, so we talked about what the definition of philanthropy is, which is it's a two Greek words that come together that mean the love of mankind. And that's what we do here. We take care of people. And development, philanthropy, it helps us to do that.
Absolutely.
We're nonprofit and have always been. And
yes.
When you're nonprofit, you know, there are so many services that we give our people and we give our patients and their families that aren't compensated, that we get no reimbursement for. But because it's the right thing to do and because that's the way we do business, this is what we do. So my job becomes more important.
Absolutely. And so it's a new position that we created. We've had development staff in the past, but we haven't had for quite a few years, or we've had it combined with other positions. So we really wanted to put some resources into it because we know how important it is. And so really, Ricky works part-time, a few days a week, and she's available to meet with people in the community if anyone's interested. And, oftentimes, one thing that's really nice is she's actually housed right in the Pickering House. So when people come in and want to talk about giving or just want to talk about, their loved ones sometimes and how they can be remembered, Ricky's right here to meet with them, and available.
And, Denise, it's been such an experience for me because I have done development for higher education and I've done it for hospitals. This is the first time I've ever worked in the hospice setting. And when you talk about people coming in, I get calls every week for people who just walk in and they want to make a donation, they want to talk about their family, they want to talk about their experience, and giving them that platform, that opportunity. And, Rick, you're famous for all of your stories, of course.
Absolutely.
You have some good ones as
well. Well, it's interesting because I've only been here since May, and yet already I'm beginning to collect those same stories.
Yeah, because we really are. We're not just medical, where we're doing a certain job and being complete. We're getting into their hearts. We're getting into their families. We are getting in deep, and they appreciate what we do. And we have time, just like you said, you go out and talk to them.
Right.
You don't say, take a message and I'll be back.
Never.
You come out and talk.
She goes right to the lobby and meets with them. And and it's that one-on-one because, we provide our care that way.
Exactly.
It's very, specialized and heartfelt. And so from the time someone's admitted to the time, we take care of the families afterwards and even into this phase, we show that commitment, for us to really give the families that time and effort,
you
said.
When I talk to people, somebody once said, what your product is time.
Yes.
Because she was talking about when the palliative nurse came, they start out with palliative care and gradually went on to hospice service. But she said the nurse would sit and talk. She would talk to my mom, and my mom could not wait for that visit because finally somebody could just talk to her. And while the nurse is talking to her, she is observing and seeing what was going on and getting to understand the patient better, or the person on service better.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We have time.
Well, it's been kind of fun because Since Ricky's been here, we've had a couple unusual donations.
Mm-hmm.
I know the one that, you know, it warms my heart is the blanket warmer.
Oh, right, right. That was right after I got here.
Yes.
And one of our families just said that, you know, they wanted, they were getting some warm blankets, but it wasn't coming, I guess, as quickly or as often as they'd like. And they said, they asked the nurses, what can we do for you? And the nurses said, well, you know what? We really do need a blanket warmer. And so that was the, you know, the very first gift that came in while I was here was the donation for that blanket warmer. And it just recently, we just recently actually got it. So it's been really nice. And
families appreciate that.
They
that
do.
Little warmth and comfort. And, you know, little things like that mean so much.
Well,
you know,
and I remember speaking of that a long time ago. I think it was Pat Despenna was she fills in all over the place.
Yes, she does.
And I believe she was doing the housekeeping, and she noticed that it was in the summer, and the woman, you can control your own atmosphere in each room, the heat and the air, it's up to you.
Right.
She had the room very cold, the patient did. So the daughter came in on a hot July day and was visiting her mom freezing, and Pat noticed that without saying a word, she went in and got a blanket and then put it in the dryer and warmed it.
Exactly.
And came out and wrapped her, wrapped the visiting daughter in a warm blanket, and she says, holy mackerel, who... She never, you know, she didn't even mention that she was cold. Packets, the shivering and the blue lips, I guess, kind of tipped her off. But she never even asked for it, and she has that level of concern. But the blanket warmer.
That was really a nice addition for us. It really was.
Right, and there's a lot of ways that people can give and make a difference. You know, we even, you know, of course, monetary is always welcome, but I know we even have people come in and play the piano in the lobby, or
absolutely,
or, you know, provide music for our families here at the Pickering House, and, you know, those kind of things are just as important.
Well, you know, when I talk about philanthropy and philanthropists, I talk about time, talent, and treasure, because, you know, sometimes committing the time, like our volunteers,
goodness.
Of time our volunteers, every one of them are philanthropists. It's sometimes harder for us to commit to that time than it is for us to take out a checkbook and write a check. So your time, your talent, and your treasure all make you philanthropists, and it's all part of what makes Fair Hope what it is. Really.
And really, you know, some of our paid employees had started as volunteers, and that showed they have the heart for hospice before they became a paid employee. They were willing to do it for free.
Right.
You know, to be involved. So you're right, they do give their time and that enthusiasm they have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, people said, we are the best hospice.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to talk more about this with Ricky, but one thing I'd like to share so that we get it on all of our programs. Is we have an author amongst us now.
Oh, yes.
And Rick Schneider has authored a book, and I'd like for Rick just to talk about it. And, you know, we are going to have a book signing in December. We'll get that date out to you as soon as we confirm that. But let's talk about, you know, what Rick has done. I mean, as a volunteer, he's collected stories, and as he's worked here over the years, and he's put a nice book together. So let's kind of share that with our listeners.
Well, I started years ago. In fact, I think the FMC had a little column they would sponsor, and every so often I would make an insert to it. And one of the stories happened in 2008, where a woman was here in room two. She was towards the end of life, and sometimes patients tend to get a burst of energy. And her daughter was there, and she just sat up in bed and said, "Man, am I hungry." And the daughter goes, "Mom, you can't eat." And the aide said, "Well, we can probably. What do you want?" And
you love our Pickering House staff. They're like, "Well, let's see what we can do."
She right away. She didn't say. She didn't agree. She said, "Well."
Yeah.
And the mom said, "I'll love a Wendy's bacon double cheeseburger if I can use the brand name, and a Diet Coke if I can use the brand name." And
that's part of the story.
Yep.
It's okay.
And the aide said, "Well, I'll see what we can do." And the daughter, she can't eat that. She says, "She wants it, and she'll get it." So our kitchen manager came in and said, "Well, I can fix a bacon cheeseburger with real bacon and real cheese and, you know, Bob Bay's bacon. I mean, we'll take care of it." And then the aide went down to the store and bought a Diet Coke. And she fixed it and brought it in on a nice plate, a regular dinner plate with silverware and a cloth napkin on one of those little trays that fit over the bed, and the Diet Coke. And the patient looked at it. And she said, "I can't eat that. Could you maybe crumple up some bacon?" So they crumpled up bacon into a bowl of a spoon and pressed two spoons together and let the woman lick the grease off the spoon. And she said, she just leaned back and said, "Oh, that is good grease." She put her head back on the table and said, "That was such good grease." And the daughter said, "I'll never forget this." And the aide got a dropper and dropped two drops of Diet Coke on her tongue. And she said, nectar of the gods. She was happy. And Ernie said, you know, Ernie, our social worker, was there. And he said, within a few hours, she passed happy. And the daughter had said, with my mom having life flight, having all these things, emergency surgeries, all this stuff, she will never forget that good grease. And so I named a book after that, because that is classic what Fairhope does. If somebody wants something, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Something as silly as grease. And you know, go 2 or 3 years without bacon, we'll see how you feel. Or with my wife, go 2 or 3 years.
You'd be calling it good grease, too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Or no Diet Coke. She gets a little nervous. So we did what she wanted. And the book is a collection of stories similar to that. I explain what we do. We're not afraid. We're not scary. What we do is what you want. And we'll see what we can do to serve you.
So it's Good Grease by Rick Schneider, and you can get that on Amazon.
Yeah, just key punch Rick Schneider Amazon, or That's Good Grease. It's the only, and that's one of the things, I looked at different book titles. There's multiple. You try That's Good Grease, boom. That's it.
So we're excited, and we're very proud of Rick, and it's nice that he was able to publish something like this to help other families kind of enjoy your stories.
I hope it conveys that hospice is good in a bad situation.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And you do that every day, but we appreciate you putting that together. So we'll let you know when we get the book signing together. But we will have an event, and maybe more than one.
And we'll have some books available there for people to buy, so we can sign them right there. So
we'll have more information. But I wanted Rick to share that, because, you know, get on Amazon and, you know, check it out.
You can read the introduction. You can get on the Kindle version. They let you read some. So.
There you go. Well, we are going to have to take a short break. I want to thank Ricky and Rick. How do you like that? Ricky and Rick for being with us. And we are going to take a short break.